Now we are going to spend a little time exploring humility. Let's begin by having our bodies in a nice, comfortable position with the spine gently straight, hands resting on your knees or on your lap, whichever is more comfortable. The back gently straight, all the way up to the neck, with a gentle tuck of the chin if required. Arms and shoulders relaxed. You can simply drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close, whichever is most comfortable for you. Bringing your attention now to the physical sensations of breath. This may be movement of your belly, of your chest, or even the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allowing your awareness now to focus on that physical sensation for a few moments. Humility is a quality often overlooked in modern life, which often emphasizes external possessions and accomplishments. Humility isn't talked about a great deal. Many of us may be confused about what it actually means. Is being humble a sign of strength or a sign of weakness? Does being humble bring success in life or get in the way of achieving our goals? Can humility bring us happiness? Humility can be defined as the willingness and ability to learn from others. The root of the word, humble, comes from the Latin word for ground. Being humble involves being realistic and down to earth. It means being comfortable with who we are as human beings. When we are humble, instead of grounding our sense of self-worth in things like a large salary or a particular body image or the number of friends we have on social media, we see and accept our strength and our limitations without being judgmental. Humility can make us more at ease with ourselves. We can be less defensive or more present for others. Humility gently shifts our perspective away from a narrow and stifling focus on me, 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 and allows us to acknowledge our interconnectedness with the people and the planet that sustains us. Let's explore what humility means to you. Bring to mind someone in your life who you consider to be humble. It could be a member of your family or somebody you know at work or a friend. Consider what makes that person a bit different. What special qualities do they possess? How does their humility affect the people around them? What does it feel like when you're in their company? Now, consider someone else who you associate with pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance don't just mean having a sense of confidence or being able to feel happy about successes, but instead involve an uptight and superior attitude of thinking that we are better than others in some way. Bring to mind a person who you associate with pride and arrogance. What is it like to be with them? Perhaps they show their pride and arrogance in their body posture. Do they show it in their conversation? How does their pride and arrogance affect the people around them? One of the problems with pride and arrogance is that they encourage us to think we have nothing to learn from the people around us or from the experiences that life brings our way. As a result, pride makes it harder for us to develop and grow. It can feed a misleading sense of independence, that we are doing just fine as we are and don't need anybody or anything from anybody. Underpinning pride and arrogance is a powerful, solid self-image or ego that fails to take into account how much our thoughts, ideas, preferences, relationships, and activities may change from year to year, and even from minute to minute. It fails to see our dependence on others for everything in life. For example, think back to when you were a child. What were you like back then? What were you thinking about? What were your interests, likes, dislikes, hopes, fears? What were you enthusiastic about? Did you learn new skills, have fresh experiences, and discover more about the world? Now, move on to the present time. What are you thinking about? What are your interests, likes, dislikes, hopes, fears? Do you still have things to learn? Finally, make a jump into the future. What are your interests, likes, dislikes, hopes and fears? Are you still learning new skills, having fresh experiences, and discovering more about the world? By looking back at how we've developed over the years, we can appreciate our life as a journey that constantly offers fresh landscapes, new challenges and opportunities. It can also help us realize how easy it is to get trapped in an unchanging, static, and sometimes demoralizing, unhelpful view of who we are. However much we feel that the me of today is exactly the same as the me of last year, it isn't. And logically, it can't be. This image of a permanent self is misleading. Having the humility to accept that we are constantly growing and changing from moment to moment, from birth to death, is liberating. And it can help us be more open and accepting of our strengths and weaknesses, and have the opportunity to learn from them. This will also make us more open and accepting of the strengths and weaknesses of others. We give ourselves permission to explore what kind of person we want to be and how to find happiness and meaning in life. As Nelson Mandela said, "The first thing is to be honest with yourself. You can never have an impact on society if you have not changed yourself." Take a few moments to sit with the idea of humility in your life. Think how it might change you. Ponder its meaning for you. Imagine how you might interact with it in the coming week. May the practice of humility enrich your life and the lives of the people around you. Finally, we can dedicate the positive energy and increased understanding. May all those who are ill, mentally or physically, have good health. May all those who are hungry or thirsty have food and drink. May all those who are being harmed by violence, war or conflict be at peace. to those who don't have a home, may they be comfortable and safe. For all those who are challenged with loneliness, disharmony or financial pressures, may they have an end to their worries and increase their happiness. How wonderful it would be if all people in this city, country and the world were to reach their full potential.